Seattle voters just decided on some city council races, but will do it again in 2015. That's because of the passage of Charter Amendment 19. But some advocacy groups have concerns about the new district system. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
Currently, all 9 Seattle City Council members are elected citywide. The ballot measure creating the new City Council districts was intended to make council members more accountable by having them represent specific neighborhoods. But Toby Gavon with One America Votes says the new districts may be bad for some poor and minority voters because they'll be split up into wealthier districts where their votes have less impact.
And I think that's what we're really concerned about, is accountability breaking down for those communities where, you know, they're really not able to hold elected officials accountable for their position on different issues.
The district map was created by UW Professor Emeritus Richard Morrill. He says Seattle doesn't have the minority population to create 2 strong minority districts, so he created 1 in South Seattle. The districts will be redrawn by an independent commission after the next census in 2020. Seattle City Council member Mike O'Brien says the council districts could have taken cultural boundaries into account better to preserve more minority voting blocks. Still, he hopes smaller districts will help newcomers enter the political process.
And so, you know, I get to run again in 2 years. That wasn't what I was planning a month ago, but I'm going to make the most of that. And I think it'll be interesting to see, you know, how people think differently, or maybe different people are elected to fill the seats. Certainly we know there's a couple districts that, at least one, that doesn't have anyone in it. So, you know, there's an opportunity for someone new on the council for sure.
That's the district in North Seattle. O'Brien says he's not interested in moving from Fremont.
No, I'm just finishing up an 18-year remodel, and I would have to do that without the rest of my family, I think.
But O'Brien and fellow council member Nick Licata now live in the same district. O'Brien says they haven't had a chance to talk about that, but he predicts that current council members will be very interested in running for one of the 2 at-large seats under the new system, even possibly running against each other. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.